More than 2 years ago, Milwaukee voters easily passed a referendum requiring private employers in the city to offer paid sick leave. Business groups had blocked the law from taking effect, but a state appeals court has ruled the Milwaukee ordinance is constitutional. Milwaukee attorney Barbara Zach Quindell represents a coalition of groups backing paid sick leave. She says the appellate judges found the ballot question was plenty specific.
What you need on the ballot is a concise statement of the nature of the measure. That's what was on this ballot, and I think that's an important decision.
Quindell also says the appellate court decided there was a rational basis for initiating the referendum. The legal victory led to a lively midday rally at Milwaukee City Hall. At one point, supporters chanted, "Implement now." If the paid sick leave law does start in Milwaukee, it could still be nullified by a bill that aims to stop local officials from going ahead with family and medical leave requirements that are stronger than a state standard. The Senate has passed the measure, and James Buchan of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says he hopes the Assembly votes for it too.
To have a hodgepodge of confusing and conflicting ordinances across the state is just a disaster from the standpoint of trying to have a coherent policy in a workplace.
The main author of the Assembly bill is reportedly traveling outside the U.S. and was unavailable for comment. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.